From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 18th. The News Desk 10 stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph. Ethereum Foundation warns some tools may break with Glamsterdam upgrade. Developers have been urged to test on Platybridget before Glamsterdam's new gas model reaches Ethereum's other testnets and mainnet. The Ethereum Foundation EF has warned that some wallets, indexers, and gas estimators may break because of gas model changes in the upcoming Glamsterdam upgrade. On Monday, the EF's protocol DevOps team said any tool relying on a hard-coded maximum gas limit will break and must be updated. It urged developers to test their systems on Platybridget, a public testnet intended to operate for several months. Next, second, from Bowtied Bull, rich people create money printers. They don't save a dime. Welcome, Avatar. One of the biggest sipes in human history is that rich people run around with a lot of cash and big bank accounts. The masses also assume they have huge incomes. Another big no. In reality, the cash balance is kept as low as possible. While the wealthy have $100,000 plus in bank accounts, you have to look at it as a percentage of wealth. If you are a billionaire and have 8 bank accounts with $250,000 in it, is that a lot of money? It is only 2% of the wealth. Not a lot. What do they do instead? They try to decouple their time from money. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top. Bond slump sends long-term borrowing costs to highest in decades. And then, fourth, from Screen Rant. Game of Thrones, Oathkeeper officially announced. For many fans of the Game of Thrones universe, one of the most effective world-building aspects of George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and Fire and Blood novels is the lineage, history, and importance placed on armaments such as Jon Snow's Longclaw or Arya's Needle. This is one element that was pretty effectively carried over to the HBO Game of Thrones series, and to a much lesser extent in House of the Dragon. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Football. 5-5, Football Quizno 2. Welcome to our 5-5 game. The rules are simple. Each day we want you to give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Will you beat the clock? Take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's question is set by BBC Sports' Joe Rindel. Up next, 6th, from Le Monde. 6 Mobiliers de Jardins Publix, de New York, Amsterdam and Passant Parnasse. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, 7th, from Avery in Real Life. Win Las Vegas. Staying, dining, and my tips for the best experience. I've been a fan of the Win for years and have had many great meals and drinks there over the years. It's a luxury property, the cream de la cream, and so when they invited me for a two-night stay that included a couple of fine dining dinners, I was very excited. We stayed in the Tower Suites in a Wynn Tower Suite King. The suite was beautifully appointed and the bathroom was 10/10. Our room had a view of a golf course and of the Sphere, which was very cool to watch it change designs. Next, 8th, from UPI Top News. Trump says Kim Jong-un has responded to his request for talks. This website is using a security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command, or malformed data. You can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. Up next, 9th, from the Hindu Top, Keralam Govt sanctions 45 rupees core for infrastructure, human resource development of government colleges. The Keralam government has sanctioned 45.68 rupees core for infrastructure and human resource development of government colleges in the state. The order sanctioning the funds for development of physical infrastructure, human resource, and IT facilities, their maintenance, improvement of academic excellence, and enhancement of learning levels has been issued, a statement quoting Minister for Higher Education Roji M. John said here on Tuesday. The funds will be utilized for development activities in government colleges. And then, 10th, from Channel News Asia, former Australia batter Warner convicted, fined for drink driving. Warner, one of Australia's most decorated cricketers, pleaded guilty after failing the breath test on the Easter weekend when driving his family home in Sydney's eastern suburbs after a social function. The 39-year-old's blood alcohol reading was more than twice the legal limit. Waverley local court heard Warner stopped his car when he saw the roadside breath testing site and attempted to swap seats with a female passenger. I accept Mr. Warner is unlikely to reoffend, Judge Claire Farnan told the court in comments published by Australian media. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.